The Powerball jackpot is up to a record $1.5 billion for Wednesday night's drawing. Should you beat the astronomical odds and actually win that eye-watering jackpot, you would also surrender your privacy because a Powerball winner must agree to be identified and photographed. And that's something my next guest wants to fix. Republican State Representative Ray Friends of Onekama thinks it should be your choice whether or not the world knows that you're the newest gazillionaire. He's with us now. Representative, just tell us about this bill, HB 4433. What would your bill do?
4433 would allow combined lotteries to anybody who wins that to be exempt from having their personal information or identity known. Currently in the state of Michigan, if you win one of the state lotteries in excess of $10,000, you can still remain anonymous. But the multi-state combined Mega Millions and Powerballs, those have not been exempt from the foreclosure information of about yourself. You still are required to fully identify and to pick up the money. And my bill would extend that exemption so that if you decided to stay anonymous, you could still remain anonymous when you win the big one.
What put this issue on your radar screen?
Actually, a gentleman from down near Grand Rapids called me quite some time ago, pretty close to a year ago, and made me aware that, of course, the exemption already existed for part of the lottery winners in Michigan, but not for the big winners. And he had read several stories about individuals who had just had their lives devastated. One individual in Chicago actually was killed with cyanide the day after he had won a big million-dollar, multi-million-dollar winning. So he thought that the time had come to maybe Michigan address this issue.
And it certainly seems the House agrees with you because your bill has cleared the House easily, didn't it?
103-7, absolutely, yes. The House absolutely agreed. And the chair of the Senate Regulatory Reform, Senator Rocha, had done some work on this previously. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to see some activity in the Senate when we get back at it this year.
Now, from what we've seen, the Michigan Lottery Commission does not quite agree with you. They believe it's public money. They want everyone to know, yes, that public money has been paid out. And, of course, one could certainly make the point that the more we see happy winners accepting those huge checks, the more the rest of us will want to play.
Does anybody really believe that $1.3 billion in winnings isn't going to generate sales? I mean, it's not a fact of seeing the individual who won. It's the dollar amounts that make the big difference, and anything over $1 million or several $100 million, that's going to generate the activity. When you look at the statistics, the actual numbers in it, there's six states already that have this exemption. There's actually several more states that allow for an exemption if you win within a trust or an LLC. But of the six states that have the exemption already, for example, Ohio, when you look at the population and the sales, there is absolutely no difference between the sales and the between the two states, one having an exemption from being public knowledge and the other not. So to say that not having the winner be made public will hurt sales, quite frankly, is not valid. We don't see any evidence of it. And the other argument from the state's point of view that it must be kept transparent. Of course, you know, so that people would be confident that it's done upright and everything else, really doesn't hold water either, because obviously the numbers, the Powerball numbers and all of that, are publicly drawn at random. There's no hidden portion of the numbers being drawn. The only thing that's being made anonymous or kept under wraps is the actual individual who wins. And that's the result of an absolute public drawing. So I think there's very little reason to not do this if people want to stay anonymous.
What are you hearing from the Senate? As you say, it's before the Senate Regulatory Reform Committee. Any idea of a timetable on action?
Nothing yet. I haven't been notified of a hearing yet. Last year, when we passed it out of the House early May of last year, in the state of Michigan, we had significant activity on a whole host of items that took priority, the road package and several other things. So it's not uncommon that something of this nature would have to wait its turn, but I'm hoping that Senator Rocha will take that up early this final year, and we'll see it move through the Senate.
State Representative Ray Franz is a Republican from Onekama. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.